Chapter 25. Jedi Hill Camp, Dathomir.
There were no more assaults. The raining leaves and broken columns sat where they were stationed, wrapped blankets around themselves, and fell into exhausted sleep. They slept in small huddles. Some slept sitting up, propped back to back. Sentinels stayed awake at the hill crest. And dawn came. The clan members awoke sleep-deprived and aching, some injured, many mourning their dead. Dion approached Ben, who was assembling some food and water to take to his father. "I was able to upload the update to my document." Ben used a thong to tie the ends of his food cloth together to make a simple bag.
"Meaning the jamming is done?"
"For now." Ben pulled out his comlink.
"Hey, Dad."
"Ben, good to hear from you."
"Want some food?"
"I have some. I'm fine."
"We're about to have a meeting with the chiefs, sub-chiefs, and their favorite Jedi representatives. I'll give you a report when we're done."
The gathering of chiefs did not take long. Its events had apparently been scripted by Kamina and Tassander. Each summoned a priest of her or his clan. With the priest presiding, the sub-chiefs, Ben, Dion, and Vistara as witnesses, Tassander and Kamina wed in a short, simple ceremony. At the request of the two, Ben lowered the Jedi standard that still flew over the hill. Tassander and Kamina raised a new one, just painted by Dion. It showed a radiant sun in gold. Small, beneath it, were the black base of a broken column and a green fern leaf. Tassander called out, loud enough for all those on the hilltop and below it to hear.
"With this ceremony, I disband the Broken Columns clan, which I myself founded 10 years ago. I am now Tassander Dest of the Bright Sun clan. Should any former Broken Column wish not to live as a Bright Sun, he may come to me, found the Broken Columns anew, and go forth, leaving us forever."
Kamina made a similar declaration for the Raining Leaves. She continued,
"The Conclave and the games that brought us together are over. We are at war, Bright Sun against the Night Sisters who have come against us. Last night, we learned how to drive them into retreat. Now, we will learn how to destroy them."
Tassander called,
"Uninjured scouts and hunters to the southwest lip. That's all."
But it wasn't all, because with the formal ceremonies and announcements complete, clan members surged forward to congratulate the newly wedded couple. Kamina and Tassander's facades of stern, chiefly mannerisms broke as they received embraces, backslaps, impromptu gifts. To Ben's eye, no one seemed to be approaching them for permission to carry on the Broken Columns or Raining Leaves clan elsewhere. "Well done, Ben." Ben jumped. He turned to see his father standing behind him.
"You shouldn't sneak up on a Jedi."
"Well, only a Jedi should sneak up on a Jedi."
"And well done may not be appropriate. All I did was point out where their tactics were disastrously bad. They came up with tactics that worked, Tassander especially."
Then Ben gave his father a good look and laughed.
"What's so funny?" "At least you're dirty now."
He stopped.
"Wait a second. Should you even be here?"
Luke gestured at the Bright Sun standard.
"This is no longer a Jedi camp. No reason for me not to."
"True. And I guess I'm out of a job as a landlord."
Luke accompanied Ben back to the southwest lip, and together they looked over the rainforest canopy below.
"We're not done here. The Night Sisters are dark side force users. They may have been in contact with our Sith girl, and that makes this whole mess Jedi business. But we need to be thinking ahead, such as how we either convince Uliana to hand Vistara over to us, or convince Vistara to come with us. And how we convince Vistara to tell us about her Sith, or at least isolate her so she can't get the information about the dark side power and the Maw back to her people, when we don't have a legal leg to stand on." Ben nodded.
"Try this. I go on a walk with Vistara into the forest. I mention that I have a data card with the access codes for Jade Shadow on it. I turn my back on her. When she tries to put a knife into me, You jump out of the shadows and stop her. Then we've got her on attempted murder.
I suspect she's far too bright to fall for a holodrama tactic as transparent as that.
Yeah, I know.
Ben kicked a loose rock over the edge, watched it clatter its way down to join the rockfall of the night before.
So we're back to figuring out what she's really doing here. Once we can make it clear that she can't accomplish that, or, let's hope not, once we figure out that she's succeeded, or even help her succeed, she'll be content to leave.
So what's she after, Ben? You've now had several opportunities to talk to her.
She gave you no clues when she helped you last night?
Unless her helping me was itself a clue. Why would a Sith want the Grand Master of the Jedi to survive? Ben shook his head.
I doubt she wants you to survive. You killed her mistress. Our whole order stands as an inevitable enemy to her kind. At best, she saved your life because she wants to kill you herself, not watch you die at the hands of savages.
That's probably it. Bastara's first goal, deliver Luke Skywalker into the hands of her people. But what's goal number two? Ben sighed.
She made comments about admiring these people. I think she meant the Dathomiri in general. And really, it makes sense. The Dathomiri may be nature-loving stay-at-homes, but I don't think there's a higher percentage of Force-sensitives among any population in the galaxy. That and its isolation means new Force techniques, new ways of looking at things. We really need to get a new Jedi facility operating here, Dad.
You're right. Luke frowned. It was awfully easy for us to discover where Vistara's yacht was. I mean, Amelia's a clever girl, but should she have been able to find that ship?